From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
From the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Oh my God. What a weekend.
What a weekend.
Donald Trump again encouraging people to assassinate Hillary Clinton.
No, he didn't encourage them. He just said if there were no guns around, what would happen?
Yeah,
what would happen? About it. What would happen?
What would happen, folks?
And the answer isn't necessarily assassination. It could be all sorts of things.
What do you believe would be some alternatives to what he meant?
Hugs. What could happen? A lot of weirdos coming up and hugging her. You know, that could easily be that someone just comes up and gives
exactly,
her a back rub.
Well, I mean, she should be so lucky. That's exactly how she got so sick. She's out on the campaign trail working her ass off. She's kissing babies. She's shaking hands. She's hugging people, and it's no wonder that she got pneumonia.
I would have, if there weren't bodyguards around here, I promise you this, I would run up to her and rub her back.
What?
Give her a nice back rub.
Why would you do that?
I feel bad for Hillary. Because
you have
she's so clearly
told so many times, rubbing a strange woman's back is not.
She's not okay. Strange. I know her well.
No.
I have so many pictures of her on my phone.
What?
How could she be a strange woman?
Let me see that.
Oh, it's a note 7. It's a note 7. Be careful. It's a note 7. Be careful.
What are these?
Pictures of Hillary Clinton, some of them on her real body, and some of them photoshopped on other things.
These are delicate photoshops of Hillary Clinton's body.
Thank you for calling them delicate.
I mean, this clearly work has gone into this.
Yes.
You have photoshopped Hillary Clinton's body onto other people's bodies.
Yeah, exactly. Her head is right there.
This is...
Here she is.
Soul singer Aaliyah.
She's on
Hillary
Aaliyah's
body.
Here she is on Idris Elba's body.
Is that Tom Wilkinson?
Yeah, that's Tom Wilkinson.
What are you doing?
I am exploring art.
This is a very strange thing to do. And what Donald Trump was saying was inviting people to assassinate him.
I don't think so. That, of course, the liberals
opening
go
the
that
door.
Way.
Opening
liberals
the door.
Go that way because they, you can look for all the reasons why, in your head, people can't support Trump, but the point is they do. The point is they love him.
And
because he speaks truth. Hillary Clinton, in 2008, started a rumor that Barack Obama was not from the United States.
No.
And Bill, and Donald Trump investigated that rumor.
This is a picture
he sent
Hillary Clinton's body on Barbara Bush's face.
Wait, yes.
You've got to stop.
I'm going back. We think about what it would be like if Barbara Bush
that woman
were president
does not
right
love
now.
You.
But I love Donald Trump and the fact that he finally put this to bed.
He did.
This Hillary Clinton rumor that Barack Obama was not born in the United States. Hillary started this rumor, Trump is putting it
there
to bed.
There was a person on her staff who was promptly fired for even suggesting it.
Well, they
and
started
it's
it.
Been, no.
They put the seed. Just like I heard a rumor when I was a kid that a certain singer named Rod Stewart had 7 gallons of a certain fluid in his stomach.
You bring up that rumor every Christmas dinner. And no one appreciates it.
You
it's
remember
a
that rumor?
Disgusting rumor. Yeah, because you told me so many times. And when texting started, you would just my first 25 texts from you. Rod Stewart, full of cum, 7 gallons.
So let's
I have
forget-
so many text messages from you that just say that.
Well, this is very exciting because we have Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly. He's waiting outside. He's going to be in. But before we have Bill O'Reilly come in, there's a something that I want to show you. That's a
He's eating a falafel.
He's eating a falafel there. He has a loofah. We bought him some loofahs.
Disgusting.
And but I bought this thing for my daughters called a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. So when we get back, we're going to play with this Ouija board and then have our guest Bill O'Reilly come in here on Hard Nation. Now, Pete, me and my daughters were playing around with, have you ever heard of one of these things? A Ouija board?
Of course I have.
It's this now this is an artifact of the occult, of the dark arts.
It's a Milton Bradley board game.
it has an ancient power. This is how you open a conduit to the other world.
Through that little eye. And you made your daughter sure to know that you weren't moving. You weren't moving it.
I wasn't moving it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so here, let's just try this. You know, I'm a good Christian now.
Uh-huh.
And but it says in the Bible, hey, try out the dark stuff now and then.
Another strong piece of evidence that, like most Christians, you've never read the Bible. It's a total opiate for the masses and a waste of time, but let's do this.
All right, ready? Okay, put your fingers here.
Okay.
Sorry, mine are a little greasy. Mine are just a little greasy.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's see. I-A-H-H-H. am.
You are shooting this eye around the board.
Moving around so fast. I'm not doing it.
It couldn't possibly be possessed by a spirit.
I'm not doing it. So it says, I am.
Your slippery fingers are all over it.
I have nothing to do with this. It keeps moving. N. O. T.
This
A.
No.
C. R. Oh my God. O. O. K.
All right, this is useless.
It's spelled out, I am not a crook.
Hello, hello.
Oh, how are you?
It is I, Richard Nixon.
Holy moly.
In spectral form.
You, now.
Excuse me.
Wow. We've never had a ghost here before.
Is that true?
Is that what you are? Are you a ghost?
Spectre. What?
A spectre. What's the difference?
A spectre is a former living creature who's reassumed his living presence. A ghost could never have been alive.
Are you in corporeal form? Do you have a body?
Well, give it a touch. We're over here. What is that? Yeah.
It's really squishy.
Squishy, yeah. It's protoplasm.
My God. Pete, are you not amazed by this? It's President Richard Nixon.
No, of course I'm not amazed by it. I believe that there are ghosts all around us at all times. How am I to know this is any different than any other ghost I'm interacting with?
Okay, just because you're into ancient Chinese religions that believe in spirits.
Oh, the Chinese. They have a lot of good things going over in China. A lot of respect
one of your
for
greatest
our Chinese brothers and sisters.
Wow. Things have changed quite a bit since you...
In the afterlife, I deal mostly with Chinese spirits. Mm-hmm. Get along great.
What do you mean?
Ling Fao, the god of wisdom and rice. He is one of my dear friends. Confucius and many Confucianites are people I pal around with, as well as the running backs from Syracuse University of the late 1950s.
Oh my God. Well, am I to believe then that by virtue of what you're explaining, it seems like Richard Nixon is in heaven?
That's right, boys. I did it. Squeaked in. Squeaked in under the wire, just snuck right in.
Wow. Well, we actually have another guest scheduled right now, but let's just wave them off. He's out. Bill, don't come in. It's Richard Nixon's
take
ghost.
Take a hike, Bill.
Is it so in heaven? Is it very? I picture lots of clouds and chairs made out of clouds.
It's more like an IKEA display room.
Richard Nixon
immaculate.
Knows IKEA. This is a surprise to me.
So what, huge fan of IKEA. Always was. The Scandinavian people with their elegant infrastructure solutions was always an appeal to me. Kissinger wanted to bomb Norway as a keeping Europe in line, and I talked him down.
Still passing the buck on that one, huh?
Yeah, because aren't there recordings of you saying, why don't we just nuke the North Vietnamese?
Well, you know, hypothetically, you got to try around a lot of ideas when you're sort of brainstorming. You know, Okay. Nothing's off limits, and, you know, just sort of putting up a little trial balloon with my chums. Hey, wouldn't it be fun? I think I said, wouldn't it be fun if we nuked North Vietnamese? You know, just like, let's end this today.
She's the word
be
fun.
Be done by dinner.
The word fun seems to be problematic there.
Well, you know, yeah, of course, out of context, if you're going to be a sort of a spin doctor to try to make me look bad, it sounds bad. But at the time, I'm trying to keep it lighthearted. You know, people need to be in good spirits to make good decisions.
One of the things that you are known most for is your lightheartedness.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
What were some of the things you did for fun in the overall? And by the way, some context here. We have a lot of young listeners. Our demographic is mostly 5 to 7 year old preschool kids aren't at school.
5 to 7 year old.
They sneak into their parents' car.
Still learning. Okay.
So you were vice president for
Dwight Eisenhower.
Dwight Eisenhower in the 50s.
A weak man.
A very weak man.
Unsuccessful Republican. Yeah. Weak man.
Well, not really. Kind of like our current Republican nominee. Not really a Republican.
Much more of a Democrat, straight up liberal in his leanings.
Equally courted by both parties. And he picked you because you were a rabid anti-communist. Are you still?
Of course. The main enemy in our world remains communism.
But in heaven, isn't heaven sort of a communistic state?
Not as long as I'm there. I've been instituting a democratic policy. We're going to have free elections in heaven, and my fingers crossed.
That protoplasm is getting everywhere.
Oh. In 100 years, we'll have democratic elections.
You don't believe that the threat of radical Islamic terrorism is greater than the threat
of
communism?
It's not great. I'm not saying it's great. It's nothing compared to the scourge of communism.
Do you still follow international politics? Because then you were president from what years to what years?
1968 to 1974.
Yeah.
The end of it was a little blip.
What happened there?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what happened there at the end?
It was a little bit of a blip. Uh-huh. I ended on a bit of a misstep, but... Mm-hmm. before that was just tearing through it. The election in 1972, I like to talk about.
Boom. It was a good election for
you. Huge landslide.
Huge landslide.
Trump's going to see a landslide sort of like that.
That's what I think.
So do you still follow politics
deeply
now?
Invested.
Yeah. And so when you hear international terrorism, back in the day, you used to think of people in the Middle East as exotic.
That's right. My view of the Arab people were exotic,
sword
beautiful, Arabian. Today, when I look at the international scene, I'm like, doesn't look so bad.
Because there's no communism.
No communism.
Is it maybe because you're looking at it with a lens that is calibrated to the 1970s?
I don't think so. I look at them, I say, disco's back. I like that. Led Zeppelin are getting along.
And you were a fan of disco? And you're huge. Happy that it's back?
Oh, I told the Bee Gees, try a falsetto.
You famously said this on your inauguration night for your second term. You were drunk.
I was super drunk, and I said, people, this nation will not achieve greatness until the Bee Gees attempt a falsetto. People don't quote that part too much.
No, that
focuses on the secret bombings of Cambodia. But
yeah, that's probably a bigger deal to most people.
Kissinger wanted the Bee Gees to stay in a normal register. I said, no, Henry. The Bee Gees got to go up high.
Do you feel badly that Henry Kissinger has lived so long?
He's so old.
I don't want to speak badly of a former colleague.
Hank used to call him your little Jew.
Hank was a good friend of mine, but am I mad that he's alive? Yes. Does it confirm my suspicion that he is a horned demon? A Jew horned demon? No,
that seems brazenly anti-Semitic.
I don't think so. I'm talking about an individual, not a people. I think he's just a horned demon, money-grubbing power. And I'm talking about an individual. I'm emotionally invested in old Hanky.
I take you at your word that you're talking about an individual.
Just an individual. I'm not trying to cast any Semitic aspersions.
No, but I am going to talk to our accountant, Lev Freeman, in a different way.
Oh, boy. Yeah, keep an eye on that one.
That Lev.
What school did he go to?
Mark. What school did he go to? He went to Williams, but then he went to Yale for his graduate
school.
There
we go. Yes. There we go. Dead giveaway right there.
He went to Williams, yeah.
So, self-educated for me. I like a man or a woman who self-educated. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know, none of this Kennedy-esque handing it all to you, you know. See, believe me, I wish that Dick Nixon had some money when he was a kid to...
How would your life have been different if you had had money? Because you can go up into heaven and you can pull a heaven computer out of...
That's right. You can run alternate lives.
And see,
you know about that.
Oh, I mean, I used to be in the occult, and we would have
there's a heaven computer, and you can go up to it and enter. What would have happened if I'd, dated this person?
Yeah.
Sliding Doors.
Yes, exactly like
Sliding
Doors.
One of your favorite movies.
Sliding Doors is my third favorite movie of all time.
And what would be the top two?
Well, number one is Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones?
That's my first favorite movie.
Star Wars prequel?
Wow. Yes, that's right. The second prequel is my surprisingly first favorite movie of all time. Well, it's a moralistic cautionary tale against rich people getting their way.
I see.
And you know what? And it's really funny when C-3PO goes into that droid factory and gets
Attack
all
of the
pulled
Clones
around.
My favorite movie.
All right, and number
third
two?
Favorite movie is Sliding Doors. Second favorite movie is The Conversation by Francis Ford Coppola.
Is there a heaven movie theater, or did you sneak down to
watch
these? I
take it back. My new favorite second movie. Bug's Life.
Bugs
I forgot about Bug's Life. Number four is A Conversation.
What did you think of Ants?
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
No Bug's Life. It doesn't have the heart.
It seems like
say.
They were just hanging their hat on Woody Allen.
Yeah, they had Woody Allen. They're real proud of it.
But you know what? David Foley doesn't get enough credit as a great.
He carries it.
Bug's Life. Yeah.
In Bug's Life. Yeah. He's a great leading man. I'm a huge Kids in the Hall fan. Creep. You know, Creep, the committee for the re-election of the president.
Yes.
There was a sub.
Wait, what was Creep?
Creep was this is for the kids who are listening, right?
This is for the kids, not me. I know everything.
You know everything about Creep. Creep was the committee for the re-election of the president, and they were heavily involved in the 1972 campaign to get me elected. They got their hands dirty. Mm-hmm. They were aggressive.
And they called themselves
the
Creep.
Fun
Creep was the acronym that we really picked and we were cool with.
Cannot believe it.
Again, I was fun.
Yeah. No, you are famously unfun. No one liked to be around you.
I was a great jokester, and people loved me to death.
What was a prank that you did?
How many times were you elected president?
None.
Twice, right here.
Yeah, well, you got me there, but you were so famously unlikable that you actually got to marry your wife because you just wore her down a bunch.
Wow. Yeah,
you
were in the with same with jokes.
Yeah,
no with jokes.
Now you would be in jail for that.
You would drive her on dates with other men until she finally agreed to go out with
helping
you.
Helping out, making fart noises, just doing what I can to lighten the mood.
Wait, drive her on dates like you would say, "I'll pick you up."
Pat didn't want to get married. Pat was a little hesitant. She wasn't ready, is how I say. Mm-hmm. She was ready for other men and not for me. Mm-hmm. So I put a.
I played the long game.
Yes, I would drive her to other dates. I would send her long letters. I would wiretap her phone to hear her secrets.
I would break into her house and
read the diary and find out what she liked. And when I saw Groundhog Day, I'm like, I get it. This is the way to charm a woman.
Your knowledge of pop culture is extraordinary.
I got a lot of time.
Wow.
Wow. So are you following the election now?
Deeply.
So Donald Trump, who will be our next president,
absolutely.
He's up 7 points in an LA Times poll.
You cannot believe
that. He will be our next president.
You are way too
smart to
believe that.
Trump has got it in the bag.
Now, how do you feel that he's associating Hillary Clinton with you with the moniker Crooked? Hillary Clinton.
I don't like it. That's mine. And that's not for Hillary to take. I'm the crooked
president.
So
you take now a little bit of pride in that moniker.
Absolutely. Because I'm a prankster.
No.
I pranked the Watergate Hotel.
No. When you had people go and steal the Democratic Party.
I pranked McGovern so good.
That was a crime.
When I sent men to break into his hotel and steal his documents. Ooh, what a prank!
That just seems like a crime instead of a prank.
I pranked Cambodia when I told old Hanky the Jew to secret bomb them. I said, let's prank him.
No. Do you think she's crooked? Do you truly think she's crooked? Because I think she's perhaps the most crooked human.
There's
in
no
all
doubt
of
about
humanity.
It. She hasn't done a true move in her entire life. She doesn't have integrity. I don't even believe that her cells are truly joined.
So you do you think
what?
Wait, not
on a cellular level? I think she's crooked and
so
false.
Are you saying you don't believe her? You don't believe the collection of cells that we know as Hillary Clinton. You believe it to be something else, not a human being.
I believe on each individual cellular bond is lying. And they're not truly attached. And they're each, through a huge coincidence, each cell's individual instinctive decision is lying in a way that just keeps them together coincidentally, and it's not a real human.
Wow.
That is an extreme amount
of
collision.
I have to say, I look at you, and I feel like I see one of these alternative heaven computers.
Thank you.
The United States, if it had really followed the Nixonian way, would be such a paranoid place now.
No, it'd be perfect.
It'd be a paranoid dystopia.
It'd be perfect. It would be smooth. There'd be no mistakes. The economy would be sky high, and but the environment,
you famously,
the environment would be clean.
You famously, that's true.
Started
you
EPA.
Actually,
I found the environmental protection.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. I tell you what,
but
you,
the economy would be in ruins, right?
No,
because you had
be
absolutely
great.
No interest in economic matters, so much so that your successor had to start an economic board in order to oversee monetary.
Not true. I just didn't. If I was allowed to start all the wars I was interested in, our economy would have been booming.
Well,
what's the World War II model? What solved the Great Depression? But World War II.
It's true.
What would have solved the inflation of the 1970s? But invading Canada and Japan.
What was the Canada? You wanted to go to war with Canada?
Well, it just seemed like, why not? They're essentially a 51st state.
Yeah. Toronto. It would be nice to own Toronto.
I love Canada. The trees, the air. I'm a huge environmentalist.
Oh, my God. The trees again.
Love the trees. Except when people smoke them for wacky tobacco.
Yeah, how do you feel about this
now? That is very popular and not at all criminalized anymore for the most part.
Huge mistake.
Many, many places.
So it's been proven that smoking marijuana turns you communist.
Have you ever smoked marijuana, Richard Nixon?
Many times.
Oh, my God.
In the White House?
I can't believe how quickly you said you haven't.
In heaven. You're allowed to smoke it and you're allowed to, before you smoke, you're allowed to pick what side effects you want. And I'm like, no communism. So I do.
Oh, so it's like just kind of a body high, not a mind high.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's okay. A lot of
gut high.
Indica.
Not a
you
head
know,
high.
You, it seems like in your afterlife, you're having a great time.
It's great.
But you famously only had one friend.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Many friends.
Check who
you think? You famous had one friend, a businessman named Bebe Rebozo.
Oh, Miss Bebe's so great. Bebe didn't make it to heaven, unfortunately.
Oh, Bebe's down in hell.
Why?
Who knows? I mean, I had something to do with it. I was like, I know some shit on this guy, and I reported him.
Oh, you snitched on your one friend?
Well, I had to keep a good record up in heaven. You know, naming names is the best way to establish your reputation.
Again, it seems like you have a very limited lens that might be stuck in a certain period of history.
Name if you want to know if someone's on the up and up, ask him to name some names of communists. How many communists has Hillary Clinton named?
None.
That's how you know she's a liar. How about Trump?
Also none.
Well, he'll get there.
He'll get there at some point. If you asked Trump to name some known communists, I'm sure he would.
He'll absolutely do it.
Because he has that level of strength and fortitude.
Your love life in heaven
Yeah.
What is it like?
Reserved.
So still the same. So
selective, yeah. I haven't engaged in a romantic or sexual relationship. Let's see. Counting being alive.
Is Pat still alive?
Since 1962. Pat is not alive.
Not alive. But is she in heaven? You guys are
she
not,
is in heaven.
But you guys are just not
she's busy.
Talking.
She's busy. She has her things that she's doing. I see her now and then. Uh-huh. I go around her place and
oh, she has
see
a
what's up. She has a place.
Can you explain so that like to us?
Apartments so, in heaven?
Are we talking about like she lives on the cul-de-sac and you live at the entry to the neighborhood?
She lives in a, she not a cul-de-sac, but it's a subdivision.
Okay.
She has a single ranch, very modest home. Pat was not a materialistic, yes. Selfish woman. It's a modest one-level ranch house in a subdivision. I live in a vault. Made of steel, an impenetrable fortress.
What do you
where
mean?
I cannot be hurt.
Why are you worried that
in heaven you're allowed to design your own home? You whatever home you
and
want.
And you selected a vault.
And you have to worry about physical harm in heaven.
No, but just in case. Who knows what in the future will. If anything goes wrong in heaven, too many of those commies get in through some technicalities, I'll be safe in my vault.
Wow. Oh, do you believe that communism could keep you out of heaven?
Communism is the only thing that could extract me from heaven and throw me into the pits of pinko hell. So Pat, Pat and I have lunch or coffee, really, not lunch. She's pretty strict. She's teasing me.
She's teasing you?
What do you mean?
Well, she's currently engaged in a passionate relationship with Robert Mitchum, but that's just to thwart, that's just to tease me.
Robert Mitchum is an actor.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hard Nation audience, he's an actor.
Five to seven-year-old.
Sexy wow. man. I understand the appeal.
And she's...
He's tough.
And they're kind of together, or they...
Right now, they're dating-ish. Uh-huh.
So do you have your eyes on anyone up there?
That's the only woman for me.
Oh, wow. You're holding out for your wife who left you in heaven, and now you're waiting for her to come around.
I'll be honest. If I could... Pork Jackie Kennedy, I would do it in a heartbeat, but that's just a revenge move.
That's just a revenge.
Richard Nixon saying pork was great.
Beautiful.
Well, I just
that is so in line with my expectations of your understanding of sex.
I'm great at it, I assume. I mean, it's a clinical act. I achieve it.
Wait, how and why would you pork Jackie-o?
Pure revenge move to old to old John.
Is he there?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And that must really chap your ass.
I'm trying to do what I can to undo it, but...
Did he admit in heaven that that election was stolen from you in 1960?
No, he won't admit it.
Really?
It was stolen from me. He won't admit it.
Even after they found those voting booths in the lakes in Chicago.
Yeah, they threw all those boxes, ballot boxes. So I don't understand, and I make a big deal about this, is that we have these voter ID laws to stop the kind of things that JFK did to win the election.
That's right. Why
won't any Republicans bring that up? That everyone, all the liberals wanted this to be a racial issue when they stole the presidency 50 years ago.
They're the masters of it.
They're the best at it. And we have to sit here and listen to this saying that it's about racial politics.
I was told in 1960, famously, was one of the first elections there was a televised debate.
Yeah, yes. You were so
and you hit
bad.
Your
I
knee
was criticized
real
for being, what's up?
You hit your knee real bad.
What? Yeah, I wasn't ready for the podium. They made me stand closer to be good, closer to the cameras. I wasn't ready.
You got tricked so fucking
I got tricked
bad.
So many ways.
You got tricked so they bad told, by John Kennedy.
John Kennedy whispered to me the night before, he said, don't shave. He said, don't shave. You look tough.
Is that what he said?
And I listened to him, so
don't
I didn't shave.
You look
and
tough.
People were like, oh, the unshaven Richard Nixon can't be president. He's too grimy looking.
You don't
sweaty.
Blame Roger Ailes? That's partially Roger Ailes' fault, right?
I absolutely blame Roger Ailes. Yeah, well, when he gets up to heaven, I'm going to have a word or two with him.
We had him on the other day, and he sexually assaulted me.
He was not, no. You
Ailes sexually assaulted you.
You asked for him to touch you. He did not assault
Where?
You.
Did he touch you here? Did he touch you here?
Oh my God.
Or is here?
That, my brother.
I'm trying to touch where he touched you here.
Is that my body or your body it's making that body. Noise? I'm a large man.
My brother performed oral sex.
Why?
It didn't.
Because
he didn't want to.
He invited
were you trying to
Roger
suss out communism no, from him? Or
he
you
performed
to get
oral sex on Roger Ailes.
I was hypnotized by him. I didn't do
absolutely
it out of my
not.
Own.
Absolutely not.
Oh, he that's was how they do it. That's
was,
how they do it.
He was wearing a tank top and he was pulling the straps down seductively so that Roger Ailes was making sucking noises. I was so traumatized by this
that
event.
That sounds terrible.
It was horrible.
It was.
That sounds like a good prank, though. I would.
Not a prank. That's not a prank.
I went down on John Dean once as a good prank.
Oh, my
John
God.
Dean.
John Dean, the attorney general.
Wow.
At Watergate.
Wow.
Who eventually testified against me.
Yeah, he really,
but
he
I was like, you. Good on you.
And so you, instead of a reverse so prank,
we're pranking. Yeah, after he snitched on me,
you were like, "I
was like, oh, you think you got me?
Let me suck your dick.
Me by testifying against me in Watergate? Let me suck your dick, and now I got you.
Oh wow. My God,
heck of a prank!
Did you? I hate to ask this to a president, even one who I disagree with so strongly on so many things.
Uh-huh.
But did you swallow?
Of course I did.
Oh my God, Pete, this is a former president here.
Dick Nixon doesn't do anything halfway. I swallowed it, and it never came up.
Never came up.
No, I never even allowed it to digest.
You took it
the cum of John Dean bad. Remained in my stomach for the rest of my days, Rod Stewart style.
It's amazing that you can compartmentalize your stomach.
Well, now, if you Rod have good Stewart, willpower, of course, you're able to separate what you eat
the fact,
mentally.
And he brought up Rod Stewart, and this is a fact that Rod Stewart once had to go to a hospital and they pumped 7 gallons of cum out.
Right, I don't believe
that's a fact. You're both.
No, that's the story.
That is definitely true.
No, that's definitely a verified thing. It's not just something that middle school boys said to each other throughout the 70s and 80s and was never verified. This is a true fact that Rod Stewart went to the hospital and 7 gallons of cum.
He was about to perform.
And he couldn't because so much cum was in him that he couldn't
talk.
And
he fainted on stage.
From all the cum.
That sounds unlikely.
Well, talk to the hospital records.
If you talk to the hospital records.
All right,
here. Wait, hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to run to the fridge and I'm going to bring in 7 gallons, and I'm going to make you look at it and tell me, do you think this amount of human semen could be inside a person? Hold on 1 second.
Do you have any Cheetos?
Huh. Oh, yeah. We have Flamin' Hot.
If you don't mind.
Oh, sure. No one needs them.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Pete is going to have 7 gallons of cum set up, or just 7 gallons of some kind of sloshy liquid.
So you can approximate what it would be.
Yes, as we talk to the protoplasmic corpse of Richard Nixon.
Whose belly is still full of John Dean's cum.
All right, we are back here at Hard Nation with the protoplasmic spectral corpse of Richard Nixon.
Glad to be here.
And we have piled up 7 gallons
Let's
of...
Let's take a look. I don't think this is so much.
So this is 7 gallons of... This is 2% milk.
Okay, and so it's cum-like. You could have this in your stomach for a long time.
Absolutely not.
The debate right now is whether or not the rumor that Rod Stewart had 7 gallons of cum pumped out of his stomach.
Which is true.
This is true.
Very true story.
It's possible.
Well, so, and you doubt it.
I doubt that a human being could hold 7 gallons
of any
anything.
Liquid.
So I don't doubt that Rod Stewart or anyone could suck enough dicks that they would need to get their stomach pumped.
Well,
but what
that
I do
get.
Disbelieve, that is fine.
Maybe
I don't care. Everyone suck a million dicks.
Well, maybe I misheard the number. Maybe it was a gallon or 7 pints.
No, I've always heard 7 gallons.
I think 7 gallons is correct. Yeah. The rumor is 7 gallons.
All right,
gallons.
So
in heaven, I verified it. You're allowed to.
Oh,
you get the answer to every question you want.
Oh, great.
You know who Jack the Ripper was?
No.
It was this a barber named Leslie.
I'm going to try to drink one of these gallons.
Right, let's see. I'll get one, too.
Oh, my God. All right, well, all right. If we're all going to do it, then I'll do it. All right, we're all about halfway.
I got like halfway down.
I got like 4 gulps of this one.
That's too much for me.
Milk is heavy.
But I would have trouble performing anything right now.
Right now, I've got maybe half a pint in me, and I'm full.
Yeah.
But I don't have a body.
That's right.
So. All right. But now try to sing a Rod Stewart song.
Okay. Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you.
Do you feel woozy?
I can't do this anymore.
Do you
I
feel like
go
you're
going to
vomit?
I can't take you to the hospital.
We can't take you to the hospital.
You got it.
What am I supposed to explain?
I got cum in my belly.
No. What? We can't.
Wait.
That is not cum. Do you have pre-existing cum in your
yes.
belly?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Maybe.
Whose dick did you suck
John
before
Kennedy.
You came?
I sucked John Kennedy's dick.
You sucked John Kennedy's dick?
Don't tell anybody.
Wow.
Don't tell anybody. I feel so ashamed. I went in to tell him off, and I don't know what happened. He charmed me.
Oh,
I
my
sucked
God.
His dick.
And this is and it this seems happened in
like,
heaven?
It seems
don't
like
tell anybody.
You do know what happened.
No, I don't
this
know.
This is a radio show. It's going out to all the greater D.C. area.
Don't tell anyone. Shh, everyone. Shh,
everyone's right. listening to this.
Shh, right. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, my God.
Keep it quiet. I sucked his dick. I can't. It hurts. I got his ghost coming.
Wow. So you have John Dean.
And John Kennedy.
John Kennedy. And then a bunch of 2% milk in there.
It's too much.
It's too much.
And that John Dean cum is... decades old. Ugh. Just sitting right there at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And the John Kennedy is a ectoprotoplasm cone.
Oh, right.
Because so he was a ghost and I sucked his dick.
What do you think of Obama?
I think he's great. I never minded him. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal. And I think he's too soft on communism. Right. I do like that he goes hard on foreign policy. Yeah. I think he's got the wrong target, but I like that he uses drones and then acts like he didn't do anything.
So you that's
a good prank.
It is amazing how the left just gives him a pass for complete drone warfare, for letting 3 million immigrants get kicked out of the United States, and then the left acts as though they're just
sanctimonious. And similarly, the right does absolutely nothing to publicize those things, which they would view as positive. So I guess we're even.
I guess we're in a it's like a America is wrapped in a terrible relationship with itself.
I think Obama's a great prankster. I like how he was against same-sex marriage and then just said, oops, surprise.
That was a prank.
No one knew about gay marriage before, so people were confused that it existed.
That's right.
So
I was always in favor of it.
You were in favor of same-sex marriage, even in the 70s?
100%.
Now,
nominated a Supreme Court justice who was a homosexual.
That's right.
Harold Carswell.
There was a gay Supreme Court justice?
He wasn't.
I don't believe he was openly gay.
Who was the gay president?
James Buchanan.
But that was, everyone just thought he was, you know.
They knew.
They knew.
I believe he lived
with a man.
With Rufus King.
Yeah.
Rufus King, the singer? Or am I thinking Rufus Wainwright?
You're thinking of Rufus Wainwright. James Buchanan was a pre-Abraham Lincoln president. Yeah. Didn't live with Rufus Wainwright.
No. Yeah. But that one song, Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk.
Oh, it would have been great in the pre-Lincoln era.
Yeah. Part of your prophecy of rock and roll coming true, Richard Nixon.
Well, I never predicted Rufus Wainwright.
That's a more of a singer-songwriter. He wouldn't be for you.
I like more of a studio system. Let's get a lot of brains on this project. Yeah.
Okay.
I like one producer, different person songwriting, different singer, different house band. I'm of the Motown school of thought. It's another.
Who are some bands that kids should be listening to these days?
For me, it's how heavily produced is it? I feel like everything Mark Ronson does with Uptown Funk is fantastic.
You love that.
Uptown Funk
is one of the greatest songs in American history. And it's British.
Are you a big Bruno Mars fan?
Absolutely.
Uptown Funk is great. What is that song even about?
Well, it's just about how women should only be valued for their physical shape, not for their personality.
And do you believe Uptown Funk is referring to breasts?
Yes. Uptown Funk refers to the odor that emanates from the top half of a woman's body.
What odor comes out of a top
half? Sex pheromones.
Sex pheromones.
Is that really?
Comes out of your armpits only.
I did not know. That's
Which is why I had such a poor sex life, because after the 1960 debate, I bathed obsessively. Because I had been... maligned so much for looking bad on TV in 1960.
I bet you smelled horrible.
In the debate, I did.
I think
absolutely.
If my understanding
horrible.
Of your history is correct, you mostly ate cottage cheese.
It's an American food.
Ugh.
I ate mostly cottage cheese and macaroni salad. Yeah.
That's just like Donald Trump, our next leader, our sweet dear leader.
No one is talking about he. That man is obese. Every time
Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's McDonald's.
Every time you see him, he's eating fried chicken or a steak.
He's an Olympic athlete. He looks lean and mean.
One of the nastiest pigs.
He's lean and mean.
At least he's open about it, whereas Hillary's secretive about her body. Tell us more about your body, Hillary.
Tell us more about your body, Hillary.
What do you want to know about her body?
Everything.
How big is it really?
How far does it go?
How far does the body go?
Yeah.
How much is covering up?
Yeah.
If we uncover Hillary's body, how far does it go? Yeah. All the way to the top?
Yeah.
Because he has a good point.
Is there something behind? Is she always angling towards the camera to where there's a huge amount of her body
directly behind her, a mile behind her?
I think Hillary Clinton's body goes about 1 mile behind
her.
Does
she look like one of those spice navigators from the Dune movie?
No one knows what that is.
A big head straight on, but then you turn it to the side and you're like, that goes back.
Like a 3D drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't look
like a dinosaur.
Oh. Yeah, maybe
like she's a brontosaurus.
Does Richard Nixon believe that Hillary Clinton is a dinosaur?
I don't just believe she's a dinosaur. I know she is.
Yeah. How many brains does she have?
What kind of
like a brontosaurus, too.
I think a brontosaurus never existed. Isn't that the thing they recently
found? Yeah, it's an apatosaurus.
Apatosaurus. Now, what kind of dinosaur is Hillary Clinton?
Stegosaurus.
Oh, my God. One of the coolest.
All the stuff going down the back and the horns up front.
Yeah.
I always thought people that like stegosauruses were from Broken Homes.
Oh, explain that.
Because it was a dinosaur that was just all about defense.
And just huh.
How sweet of you.
What an incredibly
what a poetic observation.
Honestly, maybe the only insightful thing you've ever said on this show.
Stegosaurus well, appeals to children from broken again, and a Tyrannosaurus wow. Rex is like a real Kennedy dinosaur.
Exactly. Your fixation is really sick.
It's you've not, got a, not a, he's an evil person who had everything handed to him and doesn't deserve it, and I shouldn't have sucked his dick.
And you went on Laugh-In, which no one would have expected.
Absolutely. And unannounced.
Yeah, unannounced. It was unannounced.
I walked into the studio of Laugh-In, unwelcome. They wouldn't let me in. And I broke through. I stepped over Ruth Buzzy's quivering persona, and I knocked over Artie Johnson, and I just looked at the camera and said, "Sock it to me, improvised." wasn't even a catchphrase before I said it. And then they retroactively created sketches where people said sock. People amazing. Listening don't know what we're talking about.
Well, see, there was a show called Laugh-In, which if you've seen kids, if you've seen – You can't imagine do that just on television.
Imagine the dumbest part of Saturday Night Live. Imagine Saturday Night Live with no brain stem.
Yeah. So oh a stupid, God,
that's so
like,
sad.
Yeah. A brain damaged version of Saturday Night Live is how we could describe Laugh-In. And Nixon famously went on there, which is very similar to how Jimmy Fallon was one of the true heroes in the last week. He stood up Having and put Donald, Trump on his
gave
show.
Donald Trump finally a fair shake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donald Trump can do meaningless and inane conversation also. And
in fact, that's all he ever does. Almost everything out of his mouth is meaningless and inane.
He's the best at it.
So he's incredibly effective.
Richard, if you could go on a TV show now in 2016, what show would it be?
New Girl.
You would go on
I'd
New
love
Girl?
To be a New Girl, yeah.
An instantaneous response.
And not just a guest appearance, a season-long arc.
Oh, you want a recurring.
I want to move into the apartment, be one of the roommates.
Oh, wow. The show's a little bit on its way down, don't you think?
I think it's done. I think they stopped filming it.
Oh. I'm ready to revive.
Oh, you want, how about a spinoff
where
Richard Nixon and Zooey Deschanel move into a loft?
Yeah.
Oh. And Nixon is the new girl.
Yeah. I'll be crooked dorkable. That's my dream.
That's Dick.
New girl. I'm the girl.
Who's that girl? That's Dick.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, something is oozing out of your belly button.
What are you doing?
What's oozing out of your belly button?
John Kennedy's cum. Hold on.
Jeez. That the way that dribbled out, I want our listeners to know it dribbled out so slowly, but with such uniform drops. The level of
are
control.
You calling John Kennedy's cum attractive?
Huh?
Get over it. His cum's no more attractive than any. My cum is just as attractive as John F. Kennedy.
Extraordinary.
Come on. His cum is normal. His ghost cum is not more attractive than other people's ghost cum.
It certainly did.
If it is, it's because it had so much money given to it as a young cum.
Well, do it again. Do it again.
All right.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
This year?
Oh, this is disgusting.
Cartoonishly perfect little pearls of cum.
Oh, I feel like I can sing again now because I released a little cum, though.
All right, go ahead.
If you like my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, baby, let me know.
Is that Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
I only know that from that Michael Myers film, which again, Michael, if you're listening, please call in. We miss you. We've been having a lot of outreach.
You didn't know,
to
do
Michael.
You think I'm sexy?
No.
Yeah. It's one of the great songs of the 1970s.
I honestly thought that it was something that the character Fat Bastard made up.
I love Fat Bastard.
I love Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard is one of the best comic creations of American history.
That guy eating a turkey leg is really
it's
my
so
kryptonite.
Hilarious.
It's so
It's
funny.
My kryptonite, too. Yeah.
I
can't stop laughing.
Those moles. I'm unhappy because I eat, and I eat because I'm unhappy. It's a vicious cycle. That's great.
That's because there's truth in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's truth in it. That's why it stays with you.
It still Very makes me fun. Sad.
Fat Bastard, I consider to be the true court jester of the United States.
Fat Bastard?
Give me them baby back ribs.
Oh, yeah, he goes, give me the baby back.
Oh, my God. If we as a society could live in the moment when Fat Bastard sang that
Fat
baby
Bastard
back
would
ribs
be my chief of staff.
Well, think
Absolutely
about how good America was in the early, at that time, right?
Yeah. When? With Fat Bastard time?
Yeah, because
early 90s.
Oh, in the early 90s
Newt
when
Gingrich
Bill Clinton was
ascendant?
President?
Well, Newt Gingrich was ascendant. Yeah.
Ascendant?
X-Files was starting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Deposed from his position as Speaker of the House.
Green Day was still doing good albums.
Oh, that's true. Richard Nixon, I cannot believe how cool you are. I'm so disappointed
in
myself.
What's the surprise?
Well, you're not ever thought of warmly by almost anyone at all, except for my grandmother, who believes that you are a nice man. She's also dead. Do not...
What's your name?
Fuck her. Do not fuck my grandma.
I haven't had sex since 1962. I might go down on your grandmother, though.
Wow.
She, I don't think
she like would it. Be so honored. Well, it looks as though your cells themselves are just sort of sliming
they
away.
Are, yeah, my time might be.
Oh my god,
you are just. It doesn't look great. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it looks like just one of those blobfish.
Yeah,
this is disgusting. He's sort of it's not oozing great off to look the at. Chair.
Nixon, my apologies. Is there just a little more milk before I go? Is that all right?
Sure, of course.
I brought so much.
So is there something you want to tell everyone before you melt away?
Absolutely. To the Americans who are listening, this election is so crucial. Don't make the wrong choice and vote for a bunch of false cells who are not truly clinging to each other. Vote for a hilarious prankster and probable anti-communist Donald Trump.
Oh, there we go.
And bring back the Waltons.
An endorsement for Trump and the Waltons.
Absolutely incomprehensible argument in favor of Donald Trump.
Wow, and the cells are gone. But look right in the middle.
What? It's just a basket of cum. Floating cum. That's what he left behind.
Well, I tell you what, I did not expect this today.
I thought, even when Richard Nixon first arrived, well, this will be an interesting conversation with one of the great minds of statecraft of the 20th century. And it turned out to be a disgusting conversation about a nasty pig of an old man.
And look at this, the window over here, Bill O'Reilly's been staring at it the whole time with his face pressed up against
it. Oh my God.
Bill, get out of here.
He's trying to, he would have loved.
He keeps pointing, what's
Bill
he pointing
O'Reilly
at?
Bill O'Reilly would love to stick saying, his dick in Richard Nixon's
He's pointing
mouth.
At the what? He's mouthing the words, I want that cum.
Well, he's licking his lips. I've got to take it now.
Well, tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I think we learned a lot about Richard Nixon. We learned a lot about ourselves and the afterlife. We kind of hit all things here on Hard Nation this week.
And Grandma, do what makes you happy.
We're closing the border at Hard Nation.